The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ballet Pensacola.
Welcome back, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who is out sick. We certainly wish her the best and hope she's back tomorrow for us. Joining me this half hour is going to be, it's going to be exciting. We have the Ballet Pensacola staff and crew in-house here, and we are blessed to be joined by Sarah Williamson. She's the Director of Operations at Ballet Pensacola. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a great show coming up here soon called The Nutcracker. It's a tradition.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Of course. We have been doing The Nutcracker for years and years and years, and it is always one of the highest selling shows at the Sanger, which we are very fortunate for. You can catch us December 19th through the 21st at the Sanger Theater. We also want to give a special thank you to our sponsors real quick. We have the Speaks Foundation, the Poe Foundation, Wardrobe Witchery, the Porch Band of Creek Indians, Hilda and Ray Jones, NAI Pensacola, ACE, and the Andrews Institute.
Yeah, and having those community supporters is so essential. Most people probably don't even think about that, but it really is important to have those local donors and sponsors supporting events like this, because otherwise they wouldn't happen, right?
Absolutely. We could not put on the show without the community, the sponsors, the donors, everybody. It takes everybody to put on The Nutcracker.
It takes a village to do it.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And we also have in studio with us, we have Debbie and Trevor. And Trevor is the prince, the Nutcracker,
the show. Absolutely, for the shows this weekend.
Wonderful. So Trevor, I want to maybe start with you. So what got you, first of all, inspired in ballet?
So the reason I actually started doing ballet, my sister was in dance classes growing up. She decided she wanted to pursue other things. She decided to play soccer throughout her high school career. So I decided that since those classes were already paid for, that I would pick up her dancing lessons. And then it just never went away. I just kind of kept sticking with it. It was good physical activity. I was always, you know, energetic kid and very tired after I was done dancing.
Mm-hmm. So you've always been kind of arts focused. Did you get involved in like school plays and things like that as well?
Yeah. When I was younger, for sure. And then as soon as I got out of high school, I started becoming more serious about my ballet training and my trajectory with what I wanted to do with that as my career.
That's awesome. And how did you get connected with Ballet Pensacola?
So I actually had connections from a previous artistic director who had since moved on to other roles. And he invited me to a contract here at Ballet Pensacola. And I had just left another company and I had accepted the contract and moved down here for the last show of the 2024 season, I believe.
Okay, perfect. All right, so tell me a little bit about the Prince and the Nutcracker.
Yeah, so the Prince in the Nutcracker is saving Clara from the Rat King. There's the famous battle scene in Nutcracker. So the Nutcracker is kind of like Clara's protector, Clara's savior, who then takes her through the Land of Sweets in Act Two, and they get to view all these amazing dances from different diverts, divertissements that we call, and really go through those scenes together, and at the end, the Nutcracker ends up turning back into a toy, and Clara is left, you know, thinking it was all a dream.
Mm-hmm. And what's your favorite part of this particular production or this story?
Actually, my favorite part, unrelated to anything that the Nutcracker does, is the end of Act One, the snow scene. Those last few notes of the snow scene as the curtain falls, there's snow falling. It's just beautiful to witness. You know, always been a lover of the French horns as well.
Awesome. So I know that you want to talk a little bit about the production and what all goes into it. Sarah, would you want to handle that, or maybe Debbie? Okay.
Absolutely. So this year, we've really decided that we wanted to approach Nutcracker a little differently, with a little bit of re-innovation on such an old classic. Pensacola has loved this production for decades. And we wanted to give back to the community and really put a level of heart into this year that shows how special this production is to everyone. So this year, you'll see not only our training academy, but also our professionals. We've invited different local guests from different arts organizations in the community to participate with us. We also include the Pensacola Children's Chorus that sing through the beloved snow scene. And we also have kind of revamped on a lot of different entities of the backstage portion of the production that lets more people in the community be involved. For example, we have new costumes this year designed by local costume designer Glenn Breed at Wardrobe Witchery. And we've also included a few new installments from another almost local collaborative costume designer, Miss Candace, through Buku Dancewear. But we also have all kinds of different locals that work backstage in our crew and that have worked to be our volunteers. And so it's really designed to let everybody who either wants to see the production, they get to come, they get to experience the music. But if they want to put their hands in it, if they want to be part of creating and working on such a classic thing that Pensacola loves, we've kind of opened those doors up this year. We have different people that have worked on building. We have a lot of larger costumes this year that people have helped us with and larger sets. And we're just really excited to give Pensacola back such a magical production that they've loved for so long.
Mm-hmm. And that's great that you have the relationships and that people have stepped up from the community to support the program.
Sarah said it really nicely. We couldn't do such a large production, not only without all of the people that work to make it get on the stage, but all of the people that come and watch the show as well.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that there's special choreography. Did one of you want to touch on that in terms of what all went into that?
So at Ballet Pensacola, we are an artistic team of four individuals. Myself, company director Veronica Ramirez, our production manager Dom Krippis, and Sarah. And the four of us really sat down at the beginning of everything and decided, what are we passionate about? What do we want to show the community? What do we want to put back into this production that people will recognize? What do we want to do that's new and innovative? And so part of the production has been inspired by old classics. And then part of the production comes from my brain, and part of it comes from Veronica's brain. And even our production manager, Dom, has given us so many great ideas. And so it's really a collaborative effort. And I think that that really puts a new level into the choreography this year that makes it special.
That's awesome. So I guess, are there other little pieces of this year's program that are going to be different that you want to draw attention to?
This year, Ballet Pensacola decided to feature our Clara, who the Nutcracker production revolves around. For the past several years, we've always had this dancer be a professional dancer. And this year, we're actually using a child from our ballet academy. Mm. And it really, she's doing a great job. Her name is Naya Staley, and she is 13 years old. And I think it's been really special because it puts a sense of childlike wonder into the production that maybe necessarily hasn't been there through the past few years.
Yeah.
Our principal dancer, Hannah Holtzclaw, has been our fabulous, fabulous Clara for many, many years. And now it's a bit full circle because she also gets to debut her Sugar Plum this year. So she gets to, you know, crown the Clara and be the, like, almost like the next level, the next, like, prima dancer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would imagine that there's probably some mentoring happening.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Awesome. So back to you, Sarah. So in terms of the show itself, I understand some of the show is already sold out.
Yes. So Nutcracker is a Pensacola favorite, like we've said, and it always sells out pretty quick. So if you haven't gotten your tickets now, you can either go to the Sanger Theater box office. They are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or you could go to Ticketmaster.com. Those are the only two places that you can get tickets to the Nutcracker.
Okay. So I did notice, I went online last night, I was checking it out, and I noticed that you already have the playbill kind of posted online, so people can go there and really peruse it and see what to expect.
Yeah, you can, you know, get the synopsis of the story so you know what you are about to see it before you even come in. You can see the cast list so you can see which dancers you're going to see featured each night. And you can see all of our great sponsors and donors and all of our beautiful headshots of our talented dancers. We just kind of wanted to give Pensacola everything they could do to get ready for it before they come see it.
Yeah. And the Nutcracker has such great history. I was reading up about that. And, you know, it's been really popular in the Americas since like the 1940s. And when you think about that, it's kind of being a golden age, right?
Right.
For a lot of new things that are being tried. And it's just become kind of a Christmas tradition for a lot of folks. And so for anybody maybe who hasn't had a chance to either see the Nutcracker or watch it on TV or... I'm a girl dad, so I've seen the Barbie Nutcracker a bunch of times. But so what would you tell them about the program in terms of maybe something that would pique their interest?
you get to see local dancers who live here in Pensacola. They are all professional dancers. They are experts at what they do. They are here to show you guys what they can bring to the stage. We're also featuring all of our academy students who train Monday through Friday with us. They even come in on Saturdays for rehearsals. You can see these beautiful brand new costumes from Glenn Breed and Wardrobe Witchery and Miss Candace. You can also just come feel the magic. There's just something about the Nutcracker that if you're not already ready for Christmas, come see the Nutcracker and you'll be ready.
All right. And I know that it also highlights the students and the guest performers. Does anybody want to maybe do a little bit of a deeper dive on that?
Absolutely. Our youngest that we audition for is 6 years old. And our academy right now has about 300 students. Out of those 300, I would say that just under 100 of them are in the production. They get to be different roles, such as the angels. We have little baby mice, all the way up into our pre-professional division, which dance in Act Two with our professional dancers. Our local guests are from a plethora of different places. We have a few that are from other local dance studios in town. We have a physical trainer from Andrews Institute. We have some of our parents of academy students that have decided to join us. Mm. We have a...
Now, real quick on that, do the parents have a background, or is this something that they're just like, this looks really cool, I want to try it?
It's something that they kind of are just trying for the first time.
Okay.
Some of them are right in their comfort zone, and then some of them are doing a really good job. They're a little out of their comfort zone.
Okay.
We have a wonderful woman who is playing our grandmother this year, who is also a guest. She's from the local theater community. Like I mentioned before, we do have the Pensacola Children's Chorus that come in and sing with us. This year, we've also, for the first time in a very, very long time, we've invited guest boys that come and dance with our girl dancers in the party scene. Mm. So the party scene itself is just full of a lot of recognizable Pensacola faces. We even have a special guest that will be featured as our Mother Ginger, who shows up in Act Two. If you don't know who Mother Ginger is, I encourage you to go look it up so that you're ready for the surprise. But he is also a guest. His name is Brandon Omega. And it's just really cool to see everybody kind of come together. All the pieces are finally coming together.
Okay. I saw a smile over there, Trevor.
That's just new information to me. I thought it was Roxy, but that's great. I can't wait to see it now.
So even the cast is a surprise.
Yeah.
We have to keep them on their toes.
That's awesome. So, and you mentioned too that the costumes are really a little bit, you kind of raised the level this year. So, and you're working with a local designer. Anything else that you want to highlight about that?
So, it's another really special full circle moment. The person that is redesigning our costumes is actually the mentoree of someone who designed our last round of costumes. So our costumes about, I would say, 15 years ago were designed by, her name is Linda Corley. You might recognize her name, but now Glenn Breed is kind of taking the reins with like the design of our party scene and the design of our show. So even though unrelated to ballet at all, they get their own full circle moment of putting something new back on the Nutcracker stage, even though it's been in the town for such a long time. But our entire party scene has been redesigned. If you go to the cast list, you'll see it anyway. But we have a very, very, very special surprise this year. We have a full dancing teddy bear that comes to life and helps bring the magic to the stage. So we're looking forward to that. But that kind of costume had to be built, and that has been in the works since July. So just a lot of work finally like culminating on the stage this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched a lot of stage productions, and anytime that they do something like that, like you said, it adds an element of magic to it. But you're also like, how did they do that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're looking for.
That's awesome. So for people that haven't been to a Ballet Pensacola event before, talk to me a little bit about the attire. What kind of attire should people show up in at the theater?
A lot of people at the Sanger Theater love to dress up. They love to put on their best Christmas dress and put on their best Christmas suit and come and really celebrate. But I've noticed that it is really what you're most comfortable in to sit and kind of enjoy and relax. It is Christmas time. So people come in anything they're comfortable in.
Okay. Photography. Are people allowed to do it, not do it?
We don't allow flash photography or filming for the actual production. Mm-hmm. We have photographers that come in, we'll release like beautiful photos on our social media and things, but we don't allow people in the audience to do it.
Okay. Not even mom and dad?
No, it's a little distracting. The moms and the dads get to take photos at a different time.
Okay, perfect. And then cell phones. Obviously discouraged.
Obviously imagine. Discouraged. We like yes. to keep it very classic at Bally Pensacola. No cell phones, no loud noises.
Wonderful.
No flash photography.
Yeah. And I know that Bally Pensacola does a lot throughout the year. The Nutcracker obviously is at the forefront because of the holiday season. But talk to me a little bit about, you know, you're talking about some of your younger performers, and so that must take some partnerships in the community. Talk to me about those partnerships with schools or academies that you're networking with.
Absolutely. Our academy, like I said, is about 300 students. We start them all the way down at age 3. We're completely an after-school academy, so we don't conflict necessarily with the school schedules, but we have a lot of people in town that work with us. Our academy students actually dance probably from 3:30 till 9 p.m. almost every day with us, so we're very proud of them, and we're very proud of their dedication. And I think that the collaboration that it really takes is trust from their parents and the dedication of their mm-hmm. parents. We always are so thankful that our parents are willing to put them in our studios for such a long amount of time and trust us with them.
Yeah, absolutely. My girls were in ballet when they were younger, and they unfortunately grew out of it, you know, but I remember those were long days for everybody, but they loved it so much that we just kept going back and doing it. So,
yeah, our kids really enjoy it. We actually just got back from a tour in Biloxi, Mississippi. We took all of our female professional dancers, and then we also took 10 of our pre-professional students with us all the way to Biloxi, Mississippi to perform pieces of our Nutcracker.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about, there are scholarships that are offered to students for participating in the academy?
Absolutely. We offer lots of different scholarships at Bally Pensacola that all transition over and are open for application each spring. We offer dance chance scholarships, which are financial aid scholarships based on like families that may need extra assistance. We also offer different merit scholarships for students that have been with us for a lot of years that maybe show excellent attitudes or really a good sense of like dedication or talent or things like that. Altogether, we offer 12 total scholarships through Bally Pensacola.
Oh, wow. Okay, and I see that people can actually apply through the website if they're interested in doing that.
Yes. Sometimes we close for like the Christmas holiday, but definitely in the spring, we always keep scholarships open on our website.
All right, perfect. So I guess let's go kind of circle back to the Nutcracker and getting people kind of excited about the storyline of the Nutcracker. Again, for anybody who hasn't maybe seen the Nutcracker in the past, what is the overall story of the Nutcracker?
Yeah, overall storyline in this new production of the Nutcracker is really Clara, needs to be saved from the Rat King in her dream. The Nutcracker comes to save the day, takes her through this land of the sweets in Act 2. And at the very end, the Nutcracker is sent away by the Sugar Plum Fairy, and he turns back into the toy that we all know as the Nutcracker. And Clara is left wondering if it was real, if it was all a dream. And it's kind of like a Christmas magic story, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now I know, Sarah, we had talked early on about a different program that's kind of supporting this event as well. Is that the workshop that I'm looking at?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a special event. We actually want to kind of we've been referring to it as like a Nutcracker experience.
Mm-hmm.
The Air Drosselmeyer's workshop. It is going to be December 20th at 11:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Loft at the Mercantile. You can get tickets at ballypensacola.org under our special events tab. If you went to last year's event, it was called the Land of the Sweets and the Solstice Soiree. It's going to be pretty similar to that. There's going to be sweet treats and hot chocolate for the kids,
ooh,
maybe some cocktails for the adults.
there's
going to be some delicious food. There will be crafts for kids to do that they can take home. I probably like some Nutcracker painting and things like that. It's just going to be an overall just magical experience, and you may even get a special visit from a Snow Queen or a Sugar Plum Fairy.
Ooh. Nice. And are pictures allowed with those?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Make photos. It's just to make the Christmas time more magical.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like the tickets for that event are separate from their performance tickets. So they're, one ticket's not like having the other.
Correct. You have to buy a separate ticket for the event and the performance. But I promise you, both events are going to be so wonderful.
Nice. And I see a lot of nutcrackers in the picture here. So
Tons of nutcrackers. It's a thing right now.
The event's going to be decked out with a lot of nutcrackers.
That's right. Everywhere you look, you'll see a nutcracker.
Wonderful. You know, it's kind of timely as you guys are coming in here to talk about this, and I have to drop this because I read the news story. There's a lady in Washington State in Leavenworth who has a nutcracker museum, 9,000 nutcrackers in that museum.
Oh, wow.
She even had a Guinness Book of World Records certificate on her wall because she's 101 years old. So she has been a lover of nutcrackers for a long time. That kind of just fits into what we're talking about today.
Right. So for the nutcracker, we always have something called the Nutcracker Boutique in the lobby of the Sanger. And okay. I order about 1,000 nutcrackers in the summer every year. And I have a fantastic board member who is also a parent. Her name is Miss Bianca. She houses about 50 plus boxes of nutcrackers at her house for me.
Oh, wow.
Because we have costumes and all kinds of things flooding all of our free areas in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets them all ready for me. We actually held an event with the parents this year. So that it was kind of like a community thing with our academy families where they all got to label our nutcrackers with our logo and our year and just get everything ready. And they are going to be about 19 different nutcrackers you can buy at the boutique this year.
Oh, wow.
Lots of new ones, lots of very themed ones like flowers and the Rat King. That's always a big favorite. So make sure you stop by the lobby and check out our boutique before going into the performance.
That is awesome that people are able to kind of take a souvenir home with them.
Absolutely.
All right. In terms of sponsorships and donors and things like that, are you still looking for any sponsors or donors for this event or others perhaps?
Definitely for others. We have a very, very special event in March. It's actually going to be March 1st at the Sanger. It's called A Night of Four Seasons. We're always looking for sponsors for that. We also have Romeo and Juliet coming up in April. So if you are interested, just give us a call. Miss Jackie will definitely take your information and let you know everything you need to know about sponsoring or donating or anything you want.
Awesome. And I see that the Night of Four Seasons is going to be at the Sanger and Romeo and Juliet at the Center.
At the Center, yes, sir.
So you do have different venues that you work with.
We do. We love going to the Sanger. It's part of what makes Nutcracker extra magical. But our home theater is at the Center, the Clark Family Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
We share the building with Pensacola Little Theater, and there's nothing like being home, but we also love the Sanger.
Okay. Well, we have about a minute and a half left. And, you know, for anybody who's has a student who is maybe inspired to want to try their hand at this. I do see that you have some summer programs as well that you offer 2 week, 4 week, 6 week. Are you able to talk about that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer different summer programs through the entire summer, June through July. We start camps all the way at age 3. We offer creative dance camp, ballerina camp for our younger dancers. They are actually hosted by our principal dancer, Miss Hannah Holtzclaw, who, if you haven't met or taken class before, we all love Miss Hannah. Please come meet her. She'll also be doing Sugar Plum in our matinee, our evening shows for the Nutcracker, if you'd like to see her on stage this weekend. Then going up in the ranks a little bit, we have different summer camps, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and 6 weeks for our older dancers, including our pre-professional division where we bring in different guest teachers from all over the U.S. and internationally.
Okay, perfect. And again, they can go to the website to get more details?
Absolutely.
All right, and what is that website?
BalletPensacola.org.
Okay, perfect. And so just one more time, we have about 30 seconds left. Just tell me one more time the details on the performance, when it's going to be, where people can get tickets, all that kind of stuff.
Tickets can be purchased at the Sanger Theater or at BalletPensacola.org through Ticketmaster. December 19th through the 21st, we'll see you at the Sanger. And December 20th, 11:30 and 5 p.m., the Nutcracker Experience is Air Drosselmeyer's workshop.
And again, some of the shows are sold out, so how do they find out which shows are still available?
If you just call the Sanger Theater, they will let you know. Miss Renata and Miss Lynn and all of those wonderful box office ladies will take great care of you.
Okay. Sarah, Trevor, Debbie, thank you for being here today. We appreciate you coming in, and best of luck with the Nutcracker.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.